listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all
Bonjour tout le monde, bienvenue au podcast DTMF. Je suis Patrick, en compagnie de Yann et Simon, et puis bonne journée. Bienvenue. All right, so yeah, that's the extent of the French.
It sounded very impressive, Patrick.
It did, huh? Thank you. Really?
With my limited language skills, I mean, almost anything would impress me. There you go.
I could go on and on, but all right.
I was polishing one of the stumbling blocks this morning, or a couple of them, and randomly this guy from Moscow turned up, and he didn't speak any English, and I certainly don't speak any Russian, so in sort of a very faltering German, we managed to struck up a conversation, but languages are impressive. Somebody like yourself that is pretty bilingual in my books.
Thanks. Three-lingual? Trilingual?
No, my German is not good enough.
It's only B2. Only B2.
And Spanish B1, but I'm super rusty, so yeah. Yeah.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Bienvenidos en el podcast.
¿Cómo está? He olvidado demasiado palabras y estructuras de gramática, entonces no puedo, yeah.
Puedo. Don't mention the podcast.
Yes.
Sponsored by Duolingo.
Yeah,
whatever
Duolingo and the Institute Cervantes, the Goethe Institute. And
they overcharge.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, I had the same class with the same guy there who did the same thing at my university for $5, and then I paid like, I don't know what.
Jesus.
And they always tell me I don't need classes anymore. I said, I want classes!
And besides, you have enough, you have plenty of resources on the internet, right? Nowadays, and you can get, you know, some, like tandem partners to, you know, help you out. And there is this site called iTalki.
iTalki?
Yeah. iTalki. And it's like you can have amateur or professional, you know, teachers for any combination of languages. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, worked for a lot like that, didn't she?
I'm sorry?
Did she work for them or did she just use them?
No.
She
used to work for a language school, yes. Yeah. I forgot the name.
I forgot the name. It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't.
What is this? E something? EFL? No, that's the English football
game. I think that it started with an F. I don't know, like...
FML.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We digress once more.
Well, yeah, of course. It took us all of 40 seconds to... No, all of 10 seconds
it's
to...
It's 3 minutes now.
Wait,
3 minutes.
Minutes. Almost within seconds, actually. Almost a record for me, I think.
Well, I mean, you asked me to do the intro in French, so we were doomed from the start. You know?
Welcome. Welcome to Don't Mention the Fußball number 22.
10 minutes of random before we even got to say welcome.
Now we got an actual intro, so let's get going.
Warm greetings to Damen Val, who do the same thing. They do the same thing. They just start talking, and then at some point they start the show.
Oh, okay.
And then they edit it out and they put it into the back. So end you have what they call Auslaufen. You know, if you're for a cool down, they have 10 minutes of rambling about I don't know what. Mostly NASCAR.
Oh,
Henry's a big
NASCAR.
Okay,
such a redneck, shitty thing. Whatever.
Yes.
Today we're not going to talk about games.
No.
Or barely.
Who's interested in football anyway?
Then we're going to talk about a very, very great event that happened yesterday.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Okay, the half marathon. Then we talk about the special experience of spending an entire match in the Ostkurve.
Yes.
By our very special foreign correspondent.
Yes.
Monsieur Dupuis. Mm-hmm. We have stadium news. And we're going to have some question and answers from our legions of followers on Twitter.
Awesome.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, Simon. Why don't you take it away?
About what?
What have you been doing during the international break?
International break what? Oh, that was marching against Brexit is what I was doing.
All 2 weeks of marching.
Yeah, absolutely.
Night and day.
Was it the small one?
T-shirt. Do you want to see the t-shirt?
Was it the small one? Nobody can see the t-shirt on the podcast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was the smallest demonstration ever. Only was, 1 million people?
At least 1 million people tomorrow. I made that especially. Sorry, yeah, listen.
Nice.
Revoke Article 50. Yeah. Exit from Brexit. I'm European and I'm proud.
Yep.
If Theresa May can have two or three votes, why can't we have one fair one?
I'm going to take a picture and we can post it on Twitter afterwards, right?
Oh, right now.
Yeah. All right, so...
You can live tweet.
On the half marathon yesterday, somebody saw that, because I had a union flag up, dear listener, so that Patrick could see us, because I was going to take some photographs. And one of the runners... went past and just shouted out, "Hey, fuck the Tories!" Which went down very well.
Nice.
Isn't it just like a normal formal greeting for? Yes. Yes. Hey, fuck the Tories!
It worked for me.
Awesome.
There we go.
Cool. Rock and roll.
Okay, let's get back to Norway. Okay, two games have been taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I only watched half of one, probably. I didn't bother to watch the Leipzig game. I mean, I watched 5 minutes and I said, okay, cool. 1-0. It's not going to turn out well. So I stopped watching it and then I just deleted it. I think I still have it on my TiVo, but I'm not going to watch it.
No, yeah, it's like a snuff movie. You don't want to watch
it. Not really, no. I was up in the Highlands of Scotland and staying with my sister, as it turns out, when that was on, and I had the match on with on my iPad watching it, but as it went on, and not after very long really, it came pretty clear it was going to be a bit of a disaster, and by the end of it all, I think it was through my first bottle of scotch. Exaggerate slightly, dear listener, but it was pretty grim.
Three bottles.
Yes. No, it wasn't a fun thing to see.
I thought you were going to say at some point it became pretty clear that I would need a new iPad because I smashed this one to pieces.
I was just slumping back, feeling miserable, really, by the time it all.
It was grim.
Not a pretty sight.
I completely missed the Leipzig game. And afterwards, when I saw the score, I realized it was a good thing. I dodged the bullet. For sure.
Highlights, like, there weren't any. I think I tweeted something at the time because I've got a Forza app on my phone.
Okay.
And it comes up with a message after, video highlights are available for this match and it's how to. And I think I tweeted something like, "Now I'm good, thanks." Because it was pretty dreadful. I mean, there was one sort of shot from Selke at the end, but. I think Gruch put across Selke skied it. It just went. There was nothing.
Hmm.
I have a quote for you.
Mm-hmm.
Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah. Yes, that's from Einstein, isn't it?
It's unknown, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which
it's
I
always
think.
Attributed to Einstein, I thought.
Many things are wrongly attributed to somebody.
I wasn't sure if it was Mark Twain or Einstein, but I don't know.
Sounds more like Twain.
Could be.
Yeah. Twain was funny.
Yeah, it's a good one. For sure.
Okay, so I had a... did not really show up against Leipzig, which I hate even more because it's Leipzig.
Yes.
No, but
some really,
Leipzig is
really
the,
sloppy defensive mistakes.
Leipzig is the Brexit of Bundesliga.
Not that bad. Go on.
Fuck the Tories.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then why don't we first start with the half marathon?
Okay.
And then we're going to go back to Saturday and you can give us your whole shebang bang about what
okay,
you did.
Yeah, no problem.
And whatnot.
Okay, so, quick background. It was not my first half marathon. I've done a few, but it was my first one in Berlin.
Can you give us, explain? Because it's metric system and, you know, the Americans and the English have trouble
with
it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
How much is that? It's 42.195 kilometers.
Yes, and that's...
Divided by what?
20, it was 1.6. So I think it's about 26 miles.
26 miles.
That's a marathon.
Yes, for one.
So it's a half
marathon. So it's 13 miles. 23
or something.
Yes, exactly. 13 and...
Imperial.
And change. Yeah.
Oh, you could just say it's a bloody long way.
Well, I mean,
for Simon,
like there are two main advantages to being fast when it comes to those races, because the first advantage is you're fast, and the second advantage, you complete it quicker, so you suffer for for less time.
Excellent.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And yeah, it's true. You can shake your head all you want, but it's still true. Yesterday was the perfect weather to do that, actually.
It was glorious, really, because it was sunny, sort of clear blue skies, but it wasn't too hot, was it?
I wasn't sure when I was on my way to the starting area. I wasn't too sure if it would be too cool, actually. Mm. Mm. But no, it got better quickly, and it was perfect. Okay. Yeah. Mm. And for me, everything went well. I beat the objective I had in mind, and all good. And I was talking about that with Cynthia actually yesterday. Some parts of it, the same is true for the full marathon. Some parts of the course are packed with people, yep. And bands and all that stuff, super noisy and people cheering, but some other parts are eerily quiet. It's almost surreal. You only hear like the feet hitting the pavement.
That must be quite spooky.
It's almost like a tribal sound. Yeah. And no one's talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And it's
you're really, running.
But you always, I mean, I caught some jackass talking on his cell phone near the end.
I saw quite a few people, even quite near the end, they were holding up their phone.
Yeah.
They're doing like a selfie or like a video of themselves.
Instagram
while
story.
Running along.
Yeah, no joke.
I was waiting for yours.
There are a lot. It wasn't just one or two.
Sorry. Yeah, and actually,
I have to take this.
Yeah, there was some guy, French guy actually, who was on the kilometer 19. I remember because he mentioned it on his phone. And I passed him, yeah, jackass.
Ugh.
And there was another guy I remember just before the finish line, maybe like 50 meters in front of the finish line. He was already, waving his arms around, like he got, like he discovered.
World record.
He was like, the second coming of Christ or something.
Just before the end, you know, had that big inflatable arch.
Yes.
There was some DJ or something next to that. And he was trying to whip people up to put their arms up in the air, and
it didn't work. Wasn't working.
Not really. No, not so much. But he was trying.
Yeah.
I
don't remember what I did when I heard that. But yeah. Anyway, the guy waving his arms around, I made sure that I passed. I cut it in front of him just before the finish line. It's just so I could ruin his moment. I'm an asshole, I know, but like I was like, no, you freaking show off. You didn't discover nuclear fusion or something. It's a half marathon.
You didn't eliminate smallpox.
Yes, exactly. You didn't solve the climate global warming. My God.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was a good day though. Yeah, because I quite enjoyed it.
Not a very Canadian thing to do, to cut someone like this and ruin his fun, but be faster next time.
Yes.
Okay.
What can I say?
Maria, I just checked Twitter.
Yes.
Had 1 hour 55
yes.
58.
Yeah, and it was her first half marathon ever.
And you?
I had 1:38:48.
So you were faster?
Yes.
So Simon was just...
I was just...
pulling your leg.
And an attempted wind-up, and I failed miserably.
I was hoping for 1:45, because for me it was the start of the running season, mm-hmm. because we had a brutal winter in Canada, as we were talking earlier. And, after 5 or 6 months of, hard boozing... I was like, gonna probably lose some of my.
And it gets through a Canadian winter.
Yeah, it's the only way. Yeah, but it turned out okay. I would have been happy with 1:45 and thrilled with 1:40, and it came down to 1:38:48. But my best was Ottawa last year I had the 131. I'm gonna try and beat that. Like I leave Berlin on May 24th, and the half marathon in Ottawa is on May 26th.
You've been running jet lagged.
Yes. No, that's exactly what happened last year, and that's I got my best time ever. So I'm gonna try that again and see how it goes. Yeah.
Strange person.
You have to be a little bit strange to, you know, willingly run 42 kilometers, honestly, but, you know.
It's, you know, good to have the passion and the desire to do it.
Speaking of suffering.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. What a good, what a good segue. Awesome.
Nice stuff.
Awesome.
What did you do the day before the race to, you know?
I went to the Olympiastadion to watch a snuff movie. I watched Hertha be brutally tortured and finally put out of its misery for 90 minutes.
Hertha got fingered.
It would have been an improvement, actually. Horrible. Like, grim.
It was very grim. Early on, wasn't it? In the first couple of minutes, there was, again, another sort of rash of horrendous defensive mistakes.
Or the Lazaro thing, where Lazaro kicks the air.
Yes.
Well, he put him onside in the first place, and then he just misses it when he's trying to clear it.
But
it felt just like a continuation of Leipzig.
Yeah,
actually.
Oh, God, not another one.
I often reply to people's stories, because I think they should get feedback. And Jahrstein had a story, and then I wrote something like, I am so sorry, you're the only one who's really not to blame for all of this.
It's true.
And it's so bad because you cannot score all the goals.
All the goals.
And then I added something.
It's bad when half the crowd are shouting out to Jahrstein to shoot! Shoot! That's the only chance we've got.
And then I added something which Google Translate told me was Norwegian.
Oh, okay. And what did you add? What did you say?
Thank you for your continued great service.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have added like the clip from the scene from Good Will Hunting, like, it's not your fault. Yeah, that was a horrible.
Yeah, but you got tickets for the Ostkurve by some really, really nice guy.
I did.
I salute him.
Yes, yes. So do I. Thank you again. It was my first time in the Ostkurve.
I've never been.
No. Really?
You went once in the Ostkurve.
No, I've been a couple of times. No?
Okay.
But you... No, I didn't know that. All right. No, it was a nice experience. There was a guy, I mean, you warned me beforehand, but still, I still had a guy waving a giant flag a few rows down in front of me, and it was blocking the goal. But it turned out to be an improvement, actually.
Yeah. That's why they do it, of course.
for our own protection.
That's
but it was grim. I didn't really have time to look up Düsseldorf defensively. Like, are they good? Are they good defensively, or did Hertha make them look good defensively? Because, like, we couldn't create anything on offense. Like, you know, we had people running to each other at some point. No movement, no creativity. It's like everyone was waiting for anyone else to start something.
I don't think
something.
Too much credit can be given to Düsseldorf, really. I think an awful lot of the undoing was on our part.
Probably, yeah.
Sadly.
They can do two things. They can defend, because if you're... before the season, they were one of the sure shot teams to be relegated.
Okay.
They can defend and they have counterattacks.
Yeah, that's how they scored the first goal. Yeah, it was 1-on-1, and then the guy, I forgot his name, cut inside and he launched the one above the defender, above Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Yeah.
June Rammstein.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Jahrstein.
It would be a funny music video.
And it was 1-0 at that point, I think. No. Hertha scored first. Right?
No. We equalized.
Okay, sorry.
In the 41st minute.
I'm trying. Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to.
Your brain is trying to overcome the trauma.
Yes.
Yes. It's just trying to come to terms with it.
Horrible stuff.
I mean, it was a good time for Hertha to score just before half time.
Like. That's why I figured, hey, maybe that's.
Yeah, that's the turnaround. Never mind. That's true. Good point.
They might just sort of snap out of it now.
Yeah.
No snapping here.
No.
No, true. And I also I took a couple notes, quick notes, and I wrote Kalu was horrible in the first half. Like, he got the ball a few times and either he tripped over himself or he got like, he ran into a swarm of Düsseldorf players and lost the ball.
What he sometimes can pull off, which is sort of skip around people.
Yes.
With clever little tricks, but no clever little tricks this time.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I can understand why he tries it, because when it works, it's awesome.
But yeah.
When it doesn't, like, which is, you know, four times out of five, maybe, it is like you want to scream, you know? Mm. But, grim.
It was pretty grim, to be fair.
And I think, I don't care about Düsseldorf, but there is this added dimension to it that we lost the relegation playoff against them a few years ago. I kind of hate.
There's a bit of angst.
Yes,
I think.
Yeah.
By the way, did anybody read the interview I posted?
When did you post it?
The thing is, I met this
doing goldfish impressions in the background.
I met this Fortuna supporter. St. Pauli. I met this Fortuna supporter at the...
See, the football people home in on this.
At the tweet pass, and she lives in Düsseldorf, so I emailed her some questions, and then she wrote back on Twitter, hey, I sent them to you right now on Friday night, and then I went home and didn't get anything. And in the morning, I used the wrong domain. She gave it to me.
Okay.
3 hours before the game, so I just... copied it up and uploaded it. It was pretty nice.
Okay.
Well done, Beate. I figured maybe that's, you know, we have to monetize this podcast at some point.
Patreon?
You should know as the CFO.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm the CFO, watch this, you know, crater
but why,
overnight.
Why don't you give people who've never been to the stadium an idea of the difference between watching the game somewhere in the stands and watching the game at the Ostkurve?
I usually buy my tickets about around like section 02 or 03 in that part. It's close enough to the Ostkurve that I can, you know yeah. what's happening, and it's a decent line of sight for the yeah. pitch.
Still around the corner flag.
So
it's halfway between the curve and halfway between.
It's a similar sort of area to where we tend to sit, but on the opposite side.
Yes. But you guys are more.
We are up there, the Oberring.
Yeah, because.
But there, I mean, what you were saying there about sort of being in contact with what the Ostkurve are doing, you can look down that really well.
That's
and
true.
And you can still see the pitch.
Yeah, you have
it. In the Ostkurve, you can see Deadly Squat, which sometimes is quite good.
Yes. Also true. No, yeah. You have a great view from your seats. But from where we were in the Ostkurve, it must have been like 99% men.
Because, of course, Ostkurve.
Yeah, well, like, but elsewhere in the stadium, it's more. You know, you see more families and more kids, which I don't care as long as they behave. But what else? There was a little bit more. I'm being Captain Obvious here, but there was a little more screaming and more expletives being
yelled.
We also got a nice whiff.
Usually, most stadiums, though, isn't it? There's a part of it where people will get more sort of pumped up where the sort of hardcore fan goes.
Yes, yeah.
And in any language, I suspect, you get some pretty colourful language being used.
True.
But that's just, goes with it.
We also got a nice whiff of a pot at some point, which is completely normal.
It's medical.
Of course. And
it helps deal with the stress, actually, yes. Being a Hertha fan.
And fully legal in Canada, so welcome.
Not yet here, but we're getting there.
Probably. I mean, I guess, right?
I wouldn't know.
It's in the Netherlands, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been since 1914 or something like that.
A one or something.
Really? That one?
No, but the 1990s or late 80s, of course.
I have the feeling that over there, it's mostly tourists that take it.
No. I went to Amsterdam and we went to Scotland a few years back.
Okay.
Beautiful. If you ever have a chance to go to Crail, go to Crail. It's right next to St. Andrews.
Okay.
Did I say that right, Simon? St. Andrews?
No.
Not at all. That's how the people said it. Anyway, St. Andrews,
that's a golf course, right? St. Andrews?
It's yes. The PGA Golf Museum.
Yes, that's it. Okay.
Of course, an old university there as well.
Okay.
I think that's where, your,
one of the princes went there. I forgot which is so
many. The older one, Wilhelm. William met, what's her name? Not Pippa, the other girl. They met there.
Meghan.
Oh, yeah. No, Meghan Markle's Harry's.
Oh, okay. Shit. No, I don't know. Like, I'm not
sure, but I forgot her name. I don't follow all this also.
Nico actually gave me, a commemorative coffee mug of the royal wedding between William and
I'm starting to think some of my friends in Berlin are a little bit weird, you know.
Oh, sure.
I'm
a little bit being the
Catherine.
That's the one.
Kate.
Yes.
Middleton.
Yes. That's yes. It. Yes.
This is a sister.
Exactly.
I am not Mr.
No, I couldn't remember what that.
I am not really Mr. Current Affairs when it comes to the royal family, so I had to look it up.
You're a Trudeau guy, right?
I mean,
he's such a cutie.
It's been. I mean, I did vote for him. I admit, but it's been a real disappointment. Because he hasn't delivered, to be honest. But now the next elections are next year, I think, or maybe even later this year. And I'm not sure what to do because I would rather shoot myself than vote conservative. And
fuck the Tories.
Yes. And
that ought to be the title for this episode.
Yes. Also,
write it down, Jan. Write it down.
Also, that's perfect, yes. Right there. You nailed it.
I think Simon's getting to two.
And the
forehead.
National Democrats are like
like the AfD, like the Nazis.
No.
Okay.
No. Actual National Democrats. They've been a shell of their former selves since there was the former head of the party, Jack Layton. He died a few years ago, and it's been downward ever since.
If I may say it right here. A shell of their former selves are also Hertha players on the pitch.
Another nice segue. Well,
that's very good. That's very good.
Yeah. I'm on fire.
That's all right.
That's very unlike us.
And I am not Mr. Current Affairs when it comes to politics either.
I'm having a ball.
So, yes. That's politics with a nice singing in the background.
Just give me a call. Don't stop me.
Canadian... politics.
Anywho.
Yes.
So you had fun.
I'm sorry.
I think politics in any country is a bit of
it's a bit of a shit show. Yeah.
It is really. That's true. Across the world.
I imagine you've been to many stadiums around the world.
A few, but not a ton.
What's particular or special about watching football in Germany compared to maybe I don't know? Have you been to England? Of course you have.
I've been, only once, and I didn't go to a game, didn't have time. I did visit the Emirates, because I'm a long-suffering Arsenal fan. Hertha fan, Arsenal fan, I know.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yes, I've watched games in Croatia.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No pyro, no party.
I'm sorry?
No pyro, no party.
There were some pyrotechnics over there for sure. I've seen a few stadiums in Spain, but never been to a game either.
I went to Camp Nou once many years ago
for a match.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
okay.
It was quite nice.
I
it was a cheap ticket, and it was right up in. Just no below heaven, really.
Yes.
And you could, the players were specks in the distance, but it was a great atmosphere, and I'm really glad we went.
Yeah, I only did a guided tour, same at San Siro and same at the in Milan and Bernabeu in Madrid. Mm. But, you know, gorgeous places. I'm glad I went. Yeah. But
when we went there, it was, it didn't kick off until about 10:30 at night.
Oh, and wow.
Walking back across Barcelona at like 1 in the morning after this game.
Jeez.
Which was kind of
and they probably won.
You know, I can't remember. it was some pre-season sort of funny cup. I think it was the winner of the Bundesliga versus the winner of La Liga.
Okay.
So they were playing, Bayern Munich.
Okay.
And I think Barcelona did win, actually. Yeah. Mm. But,
Oh, that's a Bayern Munich against Barcelona. Who do you cheer for? That's a tough one. Can I cheer for the tourist? can I cheer for the ref?
Yes, I think the ref. Yeah, the ref.
Okay.
Can I cheer for the stewards?
Did you get the whole thing with the pigeon that was on the pitch at some point? I think the match day before, Twitter was all at some point. I think it was Dortmund against Wolfsburg.
The game was so bad, people were getting excited about a pigeon on the pitch.
But the pigeon actually flew into the box and then was in the goal when the goal was scored.
Oh no, I missed that. Wow. All right.
It was a supplementary defender.
Yes.
And some people started posting heat maps.
The pigeon.
Nice. Nice.
Speaking of bad games.
Mm-hmm.
So you had fun and your female guest also had an okay time?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, and some people mistook you for a cop, I heard.
Yes. One of them, the co-host, one of the co-hosts of this very podcast.
No, it wasn't me. It was them.
Oh, no.
You were speculating.
Yes, that's true because, quick backstory. I went to a Union game a few years ago and I had a camera, my camera with me, and I was just, taking pictures, because that's what I, that I have a shitty travel blog and sometimes I post stuff there. And one of the ultras walked up to me. I was with my brother-in-law. Which is my age and doesn't look like a cop at all.
Unlike you.
The guy, unlike me, yes, I guess. And he asked if I could show him the pictures I took. And, I was like, yeah, sure. And the guy was like, he looked like I would rather mess with Satan than mess with that guy. he didn't want to fuck around. And so, yeah, please, have a look. And it was, he saw that there was nothing to be worried about, So, yeah, I honestly
don't... probably worried that you were taking pictures of
other
people.
Yeah, probably. Like, maybe other ultras and, jump them after the game, or I don't know.
But Ines had the same thing. Hello,
or,
Ines.
Or maybe if they travel to away games or something, I don't know.
Last season in Mark Kranstedt, when they were playing Leipzig, she wanted to... I think she took a video or took photos of the team. But in Leipzig, you're all the way up there. So she basically had to take pictures through the ultras. And then they came up to her and said,
No
cameras. Or
Jesus. I can kind of understand, but isn't that a bit extreme?
I'm not sure, but there's a big article in Elf Freunde, and it's called the link is great. It's polizei.elffreunde.de. So
nice. Okay.
I'm going to read about it and then I'm going to tell you. But okay. I know there's quite some things wrong with police these days in stadiums.
Yeah.
Dortmund. It's gone a bit badly wrong at times. Hopefully that will change.
I think that football fans are often used to football fans are the lowest of the low. So ministers of the interior always like to show how determined they are by beating up poor
football. Yeah.
It's not true, though, because when I was walking back for the game on Saturday, because Veronica and I, normally we jump on the S-Bahn and go back with Ines.
Yes.
But this time, because it was a nice evening and things, we decided to...
You walked.
To walk back, yeah. Just because we could walk back most of the way. The last bit we did on the U-Bahn, but we walked for a fair chunk of it. And there was quite a lot of Dusseldorf fans and things who were just sitting in bars and, having a drink, having something to eat and what have you. And everything, they were all absolutely fine. And a couple of guys came up because I was there with my hat, a shirt, and a bottle of beer and what have you. And they fully naturally assumed that I was German. Because we don't know that particular area that well. And they were asked, I think they wanted to have sort of like a kind of place where you could find Bavarian food. Why? I don't know why. I did think it was slightly.
What is wrong with you people?
I don't know. If it had been where we sort of live here, then I could have pointed in the direction of the place.
Hofbräuhaus at Alexanderplatz.
Yeah, that's the other end of the city, isn't it? From where they were.
My wife was upset with me because we were walking to the car and I was like, and I walked past some families with these horrible shirts with Fortuna. I said, congratulations. She's like, why are you talking to them? Just really mad.
I mean, all the ones that we came across were fine. But we were walking back to, up to the Dortmund game. We were walking, rather than going to the S-Bahn at the Olympic Stadium, we walked down to Pickleberg, the next one.
Yes, Dan.
And walking down there, which we don't normally do after the game, there's a whole lot of coaches, for the Dortmund fans. Mm-hmm. And there were ones there with, people letting off flares and things in between the coaches. It was quite dramatic, and Polizei were there with their cameras.
Doesn't anybody think about the children?
that match ended.
They were the ones that were holding the flares.
Yeah. Did you see that at the Superclásico?
No,
at the Superclásico where it was postponed twice, and then they moved it to Spain.
Argentina.
They had kids, and they put the flares and everything around the kids' bodies to get into the stadium.
Fuck. Well, on Saturday, because there were flares, weren't there, in the away
block? Yeah, a little bit.
Nothing major, but there were flares there. But the searching that was going on by the police as people were going into that away block, how on earth were they smuggling those flares in?
It's the question will never be. It's an eternal question. How do they do that?
Yeah, like they probably saw a few prison movies and that they got the ideas.
No, who knows?
I think it's mainly either they have their way, or maybe they know somebody from the security, or they just, it's a big stadium, so you can always go to the other side of the stadium and throw stuff over the.
Sure.
I mean, we used to sometimes go into a concert venue. Mm-hmm.
Some people.
Wuhlheide had a very, very not so well secured fence, and you could just go through there. I often pay because I'm an honest man.
Model citizen, yes.
Upstanding citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
can't think of anybody.
The upstanding citizen Arne Meyer is out for the season.
Oh, what happened?
A knee injury on Friday.
Oh, training or something, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So now
injuries during training. That's
probably do without that. But hey.
Yeah.
But who came back? Dillrosun.
Yes.
Oh yes, he did.
And the whole dynamic changed.
Did it?
He started running, but then there were like four guys on him, and nobody. Hertha has trouble sometimes just being open. If Kalu or somebody has the ball, they run, and then there's nobody around.
It dies right there, yeah. And actually,
one guy by himself with four people around him.
Exactly, yeah. Dillrosun came in at the 70th minute, and I was happy to see him, actually, because I thought he was still injured, but I also expected a bigger turnaround, and as you said, it was like nothing really came out of it.
Mm. I think Hertha should just stop sending people to the national teams. Back in the day, Brooks always came back injured.
Yeah.
Lecky came back injured.
A couple of times as well.
Torunariga was injured when he was with the under 20-somethings.
That's true. Yeah, like every time there's an international break, you kind of hold your breath and hope that there is no damage done during that time. It's the worst.
Absolutely.
The worst.
Well, it's bad enough if they get injured when they're playing for you, but to go away for that, an international and get injured playing for somebody else, that screws you for the rest of the season.
Yeah, great. Playing from the Dutch Indies or whatever.
By the way, Axel Kruse just had surgery.
they?
Yeah, I talked to him. I was supposed to.
Oh, is that what the card was all about?
Yeah.
I caught up eventually. Oops. Sorry.
Whoops. Okay.
Cut that bit.
Censored.
No, but, and he was actually, the surgery was done by the team doctor.
What kind of surgery?
Something with the knee, I guess.
Okay.
Exactly sure. There actually is a German website called Fußballverletzungen.com, which does statistical analysis of people being injured.
All right.
And Hertha is in 10th place.
Okay.
With, average. Hang on. 1,003 days of missed days through injuries with 35 players, and we have 28.66. So if Hertha had a smaller, we would be much worse. The worst team is Mainz. Fußballverletzungen.com. Interesting. Moving on.
Yes.
Does anybody want to talk about the stadium at all?
Need to mention it.
Yeah.
There's no point in going on about it.
Simon, go ahead.
We've discussed lots of times before. New stadium, lots of talk about it over the last few years. Everybody's probably getting a little bit bored with it all, I expect. But it appears that the strongest possibility was to have it a new one built in the grounds of the Olympia Park. But that's been kicked into touch because the people that it's sort of like a housing cooperative that owns some of the houses that are built next to it that they would have to buy, said, no, we're not selling it to you. So basically, I think the Senate has said that, well, that's that. Out of the question.
I read this Kicker article. So the facts are pretty much can go either way, but the interpretation of people was that it's over. I mean, I looked at the article later that day and I was like, okay, if you are very benevolent towards Hertha, there could still be some possibility, but
not looking too good.
It's not looking very good at all.
But like, is there a deadline? Or can, like, if, for example, things keep stalling, could they stay at the Olympiastadion for like 10 or whatever more years?
They have canceled their lease.
Oh, okay.
Already, yeah. That's one of the people said that was the first mistake they made because they were pretty self.
They were quite bullish about it.
Yeah, self assured. Okay. And
oh god! So when does it end?
2025.
Okay.
But of course, I mean, since there's not a whole queue of people lining up to use the stadium.
Yeah, because like if there is no football club then there, I guess it could be.
It's dependent really on a few athletics events and the occasional big concert.
Yeah, but that's it, pretty much.
It's the main sort of tenant by a country mile, really.
But this is
the main source of revenues as well, I guess. Yes,
but that's the whole thing.
3 million, I think. Was it 3 million that they?
Yeah, probably. But that's the whole thing that really pisses me off. That the Senate, or in that case, the Sportausschuss, which is the sports
commission?
Committee, something
committee.
The sports committee says that Hertha is supposed to come up with a concept what to do with the Olympia Park after the whole thing happened. Have you ever moved out of an apartment and told people what to do with the apartment after you left?
Oh yeah, I could, but they would tell me to fuck off, and they would be right.
So one thing that really I think is important, people always get into this emotional discussion about your stadium or not or whatever. The thing for us is Preetz always mentions that, and I think Ingo Schiller, the head of finance, also the CFO,
my counterpart.
Yes, your counterpart. He has slightly less of a budget than you.
Ah, yes, true.
No, but
he's less qualified.
Patreon, one word. Patreon. That's my business plan. Yes. Patreon.
Patreon. That's your page?
Yeah. The first three letters of my name. That's where it comes from, you know?
Oh, and it's with E.ON, the energy company?
Yeah, that's my,
a joint venture.
Angel investor, you know, secret investor, yes.
secret. That's why the name's on the website.
Oh, no, you blabbed it. Oh,
hiding in plain sight. That's the plan.
never rob a bank with Patrick. No, anyway, but Hertha always compare themselves to Gladbach.
Okay, I don't see it.
Because Gladbach was a former glory, you know, like a formerly glorious club that was not doing well. And then they made the decision to build. Of course, they have it easy because they live in a very, very small town. So everything that is right out of the city, out of the that's right outside is just 10 minutes from the city center because it's so small. And the important thing is that Hertha needs to generate revenue from its own stadium.
True.
And so, that's the point I was willing to make, and it took me 2 minutes. I so don't.
I just a quick aside. You mentioned a small, you know, Gladbach, a small city. How many people live there?
250,000.
262.
See?
Yeah, you were close.
And the
that's pretty small.
The district where I'm from, the Bezirk Schöneberg, now the Temple of Schöneberg, used to have 300,000 when I was growing up.
Oh my God, all right.
Berlin rules.
Okay. So, yeah, administrative region, Düsseldorf. Okay. So, enough about Gladbach.
Yeah, so stadium. Simons. Do you expect anything to happen?
What with the stadium?
What's your take?
God. Well, I hope to stay in the Olympic Stadium, personally.
It might be the least bad solution, you know, quote unquote.
Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal, but I do like the architecture of it. Not its origins, it's a magnificent
building. Yeah, it's still really impressive and it's got some history, good and bad. But like, I agree. I would
far rather stay in the Olympiastadion as it is. I know sometimes it's nowhere near full and what have you, but I'd rather be in the Olympic Stadium than go to some place out in the sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no connection with the city where the fans, for the most part, are based. I know somewhere out in Brandenburg, fair play, but yeah.
Yeah, and like in some, you know, tiny spot in somewhere in Brandenburg, and where there is only one line going in, train line going in and out, would be horrible.
Especially when it really is full, the actual communication links going into the Olympiastadion are really top notch. It's way better than Wembley in London.
Okay.
Which is a nightmare to get in and out of.
Munich is a nightmare.
Yes,
same sort of story, really. And that's quite a new stadium, isn't it?
Yeah,
pretty new. But there's like two or three tracks, and there's one bridge that crosses from the stadium over to the thing. And after we were there, it took the bridge was closed for half an hour, and we didn't know. We just stood there with drunk Bayern fans who were upset because they didn't score against us.
Oh my, that must have been fun.
I think when we were there, we were waiting to go into, I can't remember if it was U-Bahn or S-Bahn, I'm not sure, but it started to sort of drizzle and you were sort of standing there waiting for this mound of people to sort of get onto trains, and it's raining on you and you're just lost and
I remember I remember a few years ago I went to Munich for a weekend, a few days, and no one was playing, but I decided to visit the Allianz Arena because it was almost brand new back then, and I was waiting for the guided tour to start. I hadn't paid yet, but I was considering what would be the best time to do this and this and this, and I was like looking around full of asshole Bayern fans with their jerseys, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I left. I didn't go on the tour. you can only take so much Bayern, you know, because before it seeps into you and corrupts you.
Things with a new stadium like that, unless you're a fan of the club, I don't think I'd want to go in. I can understand going into the Olympic Stadium, because there's loads of history that you can see there, and the guides and things.
But
Or, yeah, okay, or, some of it's pretty dark.
Or another country, like, you know, San Siro in Milan, that's nice to visit. Because you don't have any animosity.
Towards the local fans. Yeah.
I hate everybody.
That also works. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't care about, like visiting, I don't know, like, Offenheim or something, you know?
No. Why would I do that? Why? I mean,
but I did do a tour of a Signal Idena in Dortmund. Yes, it was nice actually.
Impressive. I kind of understand that actually a lot more. Impressive. There's a lot more character to that,
yes.
I think.
Yes, so character. My fault. Yeah, put that one's on me. Sorry.
I think I would go to Frankfurt, for example. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know the team well enough.
My brother-in-law lives there.
Okay.
And his wife actually works there. She's a kindergarten teacher, but over the weekend she... I think when you know, they're not really that well paid. So after... So when she was doing her apprenticeship, she used to work there on the weekends to make some extra money.
Okay.
And now she just stays there. And she's always there at the in the Fankurve. At the beer stand, he's okay. Always selling stuff, and she has a little Hatta thingy around her neck.
Nice. Nice, 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 nice. I'm gonna go open the door so we get some air.
Yeah, oh. Air is important. Sorry.
It is important. Yeah.
Speaking of air, I have no clue where I'm going.
what we got left to talk about?
Basically, just the question and answers, and I have two more things.
Okay.
In the end, like miscellaneous. We actually only have two real questions. The first question was your thought. Since you're not discussing Fußball, what else will you be talking about? LOL.
Okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Would you mind repeating the question, please?
Since you're not discussing Fußball, what else will you be talking about? That's a non-question.
Okay.
Well, next question.
What have we been doing?
We haven't been actually talking about football very much, have we? Really?
I've been dozing off, sorry. I only come here for the heartbreak. Yeah. Best tweet ever.
I saw a tweet like that, actually. It was totally unrelated to this podcast. That was, it was surprisingly, people tweeting about Brexit. And somebody said, well, if you weren't bleating on about Brexit or complaining about Brexit or whatever, what would you be tweeting about?
Football.
And my first one was football, I must admit. And what else did I say? I think it was coffee and cake.
Fika.
Surprisingly, coffee and cake. Fika.
Team Fika.
Indeed. What else did I put down there?
What's that again?
Fika is the Swedish custom of having coffee and cake.
It's like coffee and cake.
Oh, okay.
It's like tea time, right? But with coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee time.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And it's funny because in German, Fika sounds like Fika.
Yes.
Yes, don't go there.
Which is
censored.
Or something else.
He's been saying the bad words.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have on
I'm French. I can only talk in the putain.
That's not Quebec French.
Okay.
That's not a real question.
Anna. Who?
Oh, Polish sausages as well. Just thought I'd put that in there. What are you talking about when you're not talking about football?
Okay. Okay, Simon's answer is Polish sausages. We asked 100 people. Ding! Family feud. Anna, who was drunk at the game, as far as I can tell from her Twitter. I don't know, did you meet her?
No. That's false.
She says, I guess it's related, but not related. Is it time for Dade to move or at least get some assistance? He said after the last game, this is Hertha, there is no crisis. But is this view hindering the direction and chance for the team to progress?
Why are you reading this in a robotic voice?
Because I don't know.
I am a robot.
What?
Your true self has been revealed.
Yes.
He's
actually.
Yes.
Robot. Oh, that's very good. Very good.
Peter Crouch. That's Peter Crouch.
It is.
He has a podcast.
This is the Peter Crouch podcast.
And it's good.
I'm going to, I have it on my podcast. We'll listen to it on my way home.
It's really good. Have you been?
Loads of people say it's really good.
It is.
For somebody like me. Okay. I only listen to the podcast by, Behind Closed Doors, Gary Lineker and some other guy.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
Danny Baker.
Yeah. Danny Baker. But they only talk about, you know, it's like two old men talking about the war.
Yes. That's true. It's all right though.
Yeah.
But Crouch. But Peter Crouch podcast is really.
Peter good. Crouch is a good football player who was always mocked for being so lanky, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And gangly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He scored a lot of goals for England.
Who did he play for?
They stopped. He plays for
Stoke. Burnley.
Was it Burnley?
Yeah, but he was at Stoke for a while. Yeah. And then when he transferred to Burnley, I think it was earlier this season or maybe last season, there was this picture of a highway overpass and then a sign of on top of it saying, mind your head, Crouchy. I thought it was pretty good. Welcome, Crouchy, mind your head.
He's an unlikely sort of player looking at him because he is quite gangly, isn't he? He's quite long. But
he's 7 feet or something like
that? He's got a lot of goals. 6'9"
or 6'7".
So he's a tiny basketball player, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
A mini one. But,
and he seemed to be really down to earth and likable.
And funny, yeah.
Yes, yeah, and funny.
So was there something up with him being at a concert and stage diving?
Really? Yeah, that rings a bell.
I think that Elf Freund once took a liking to him because he was always good for a little story.
Yeah.
And yes. I'm going to listen to it. What's it called?
The Peter Crouch podcast. Or that Peter Crouch podcast.
Very creative.
Yeah. And I think it's on
the
name. It's on the...
does what it says on the tin.
Yes. I think it's on the BBC...
Six.
BBC website or something.
Oh, I just found it. I put Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch podcast.
Peter Crouch in
just okay. And I
remember
another anecdote. Someone, I forgot where he was playing then, but one of the fans somewhere that he called him a lanky streak of piss. I was like, oh my god, that's
the English are always so
that's
nice.
Something else.
More beer.
But yes, please, thank you. And the mic will definitely
beer is
catch
very
that,
very
and it will be thin. Awesome. Like
British.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going back to Anna's question or not?
Sure. Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it time for that?
It's sadly empty, but oh well.
I would postpone that question because it's a longer one.
Okay.
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I spoke in a computer voice, because his avatar is a Bender from Futurama.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Your thoughts on who might be leaving or arriving during the summer window? First question.
Mm-hmm.
We posted about Dedrick Boyata,
mm-hmm.
Belgian Congolesian. Is that correct?
Congolese,
I
think.
Yeah. Central back, 28 years old. Current value is taxed at 2 million and he's injured. So he looks like a
sounds
guy.
Sounds like an ideal candidate for him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and after this.
Some of the fans, he's Glasgow Celtic, he's coming from.
Yes.
Isn't it? Some of the fans there are saying, well, what are you going to hurt up for? Well,
play at a club with real tradition, not like Celtic.
You might upset some people by saying that. But
I think Celtic is about the same age, and they had a really, really cool birthday. You know, in their one of their birthday seasons, they had a really, really cool old
shirt,
unlike us.
Mm.
But I'm working on getting the other ones, the old ones from Nico, done. You know the ones?
Oh, what, the ones that he designed?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you mentioned the Celtic. I don't think it now would be the right time to piss them off, because they must still be pretty angry about Rodgers bailing on them mid-season.
Yeah.
What happened? I don't follow.
Brendan Rodgers, yeah. Former Liverpool manager.
Yeah.
He was at Celtic since 2016, maybe?
Something like that.
And, he had been.
Yes.
Actually, been doing well there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they won a championship both years he was there before this season. And he said something like, I forgot the exact quote, but like he was like, it was part of his, like the team he was managing, Celtic, was like part of him. It had become part of him or whatever. And then like a month later, he bails and he starts managing at Leicester City. And yeah, fans were not impressed.
No.
So, yeah.
They've had a difficult time with it recently from the sound of things, but you can understand it from his perspective in a way, because the Scottish League is quite small. I mean, the whole population of Scotland's only, what, 3.5 million or something?
Good question.
I wouldn't know.
It's probably about the size of Berlin.
I just saw them play. Didn't they play in the Europa League?
Celtic?
Yes, I think so.
I think they played the Red Bull teams from various countries. In the group stage. But the
5 million,
5.3.
Yes. The fact that Boyata was a new rumor, there was some indication, or people said that it might be possible that it's a sign that Niklas Stark would leave. We didn't mention that. He was called up to the national.
Yes.
Yes.
Team to the Mannschaft, and he played zip, right?
I'm not sure, but at least he didn't get injured.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that's the good
thing. Look on the
bright
side.
Improvement.
Yes, exactly.
You're such a Canadian thing to say. Let's look on the bright side, eh? Yeah,
that's a Monty Python thing to say. It's okay.
Oh, Monty Python.
Really? Okay.
Let's look on the bright side of life. It's a song.
Yeah.
You're right. Jesus, I forgot. Sorry.
Brain. Blasphemy.
Brain cramp. Yes. Anyway.
You've been running too much. I have a brain.
Yes.
Oh, did you eat pasta yesterday or the day before the match? Don't you always have to eat?
Pasta before, the day before the match, yes.
Okay. Match the race.
The race. Fuck yeah. Yes.
No, I said it wrong. My mistake.
It's all right. I do have a tradition, a post-race tradition.
Jägermeister?
No. A döner.
Where did that come from?
a döner with some, you know, like wine or whatever. A döner after the day of the race for dinner. And that's awesome.
It's quite funny looking at the competitors afterwards. Some of them were sort of doing healthy things like having a banana or something. And other ones had a huge, great big mug of beer.
Yeah, necking like, it down. Both can be, can have their advantages because a banana, like, you know, it's got potassium in it and it's good to, you know, recuperate. And
beer
has carbs.
Yeah.
So that helps. And like I think they were actually serving non-alcoholic
because it's isotonic.
That's possible.
Because there are some commercials for
Erdinger
alcohol. Erdinger alcohol.
Yes, that arch just before the finish. Yeah. That was
that's
alcohol free.
That's it exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we were in Kreuzberg yesterday. So mm-hmm. Great cafe place, had some cake. Yes,
Fika.
Fika,
mm-hmm, yes,
big time Fika. And then on our way back, we had some people on the S-Bahn and they were all drinking beer.
All right.
I would eat, what would I eat? What would you eat, Simon, after running?
Running? Me?
Yeah.
Probably a Polish sausage, I suppose. Or some cake.
Oh, and I...
Polish sausage cake.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, during the half marathon, I saw a sign.
It's too late now.
That was awesome. Sorry. Okay. All right. Thank you. No, I saw a sign that I thought was awesome. It was like this person in sort of a full bodysuit that covered the face as well. Like, you know, it was some kind of, you know, weird circus costume or something. Half black, half white. And they had, he or she had a sign saying toenails are for sissies.
What?
Oh yeah, when you run long distances,
you
can lose a toenail because blood pools underneath.
Oh, right.
And eventually the nail falls off. I've had that happen a few times.
I've not had it from running, but I dropped a brick on my foot on the stage once.
There you go.
And it did just that.
Exactly.
Good job.
There you go. So yeah, toenails are for CCs. I thought it was pretty awesome. And the best sign I saw for the marathon last year here was this little kid, like 4 years old, saying, holding up a sign in English saying, worst parade ever. I thought that was fucking great.
It could be a lot of fun to have with sort of placards and things.
Yeah,
and, things.
Yeah, and that's honestly, that's a good part of the fun, because I've seen a few that made me laugh, yeah, or smile or even laugh.
The big Brexit marker marked a couple of weeks ago. I mean, some of the placards there were absolutely hilarious. There was some random one. It was little shoppers against Brexit. And on the back, it was it, you know, sauerkraut, not pickled cabbage or something. There were countless. I can't even think of them all.
Did you see a Wenger out? I would have had that.
Oh, but the humour is just brilliant. It just is.
We're having way too much fun here.
Yeah.
Our team is doomed.
Yeah, doomed. But we're reminiscing about placards.
Yes.
Speaking of wastelands.
Oh my god, you're on fire today.
Yeah.
Team Segway on the roll.
I'm gonna drive home on my but they're called Segways, right? The
Segway, yes.
Okay. Okay, let's go back to Anna's question.
Yes.
Hello, Anna.
Hi.
She's not here.
Oh crap.
Is it time for Dade to move, or at least get some assistance? Well, assistance is probably already in the books, because
we were saying earlier about he probably in sort of fairly dire need of some support in training the midfield, defensive midfield, because there's been absolute howlers recently, and they've lost it there a bit.
Krujic was shitty.
He started off really well at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, but
Zara was much the same, wasn't he? And they've all gone off the boil, really. Mm. Why? Yeah.
That's a good question. It must be the
medical marijuana they're getting.
But I'm wondering, I've been wondering for a while, actually, the assistant coach who is leaving, he's going where next season?
Stuttgart,
right? Stuttgart, yeah. That's a downgrade.
To be fair, it's where he comes from, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So he's from the Zweite Bundesliga? No?
Are they in the second division right now?
No, but they will be soon.
Okay, yeah, I haven't looked at the table recently, but...
It's not the next home game, it's the home game after that we're playing.
Oh, okay. But I'm...
No,
I'm,
we're losing to them, sorry.
I said playing. I didn't make any judgment.
You wanted to be optimistic, but I'm always wondering, like, of course the guy wants to stay professional and, you know, do as good a job as possible in the last few weeks of the season, but I'm always wondering, when the guy knows he is leaving, how much his heart is into it.
Yeah, I think that's everything is in there because he's a professional.
Probably.
Speaking of which, Stuttgart
probably also goes for players as well. Like Aaron Ramsey is going to Juventus next year, and he's still been playing great.
Yeah.
So you know,
but Ramos played like shit when it was announced that he goes to Dortmund.
Yeah,
remember? He didn't score again.
That's true.
And Stuttgart are now in 16th place with 21 points and a great goal difference of -33.
Wow, that's one goal down again.
And we have -5, by the way.
All right.
And we were just taken over by Fortuna, who are now in 10th, and we are in 11th.
They leaped us, didn't they?
But, I mean, at the beginning of the season... Do you remember what your prediction was as
no.
in terms of a position?
Did we even do that?
I can't remember. I know that we made a prediction on the last forecast because we thought we'd get no points from Leipzig, and we were absolutely nailed that one. But we thought we were going to win yesterday
because
we thought we were going to get 11 more points from the tail end of the season. We sort of said, well,
I mean, Stuttgart.
Hoffenheim, we thought we might draw that one.
Stuttgart have 60 goals against them, which is second worst in the league. Only Hannover is worse.
Yes.
So basically, the Abstiegskampf is mostly about who is shittier than the others. Because, I mean, Hannover, Nürnberg, and Stuttgart are all pretty shitty.
And there is a 10-point gap between Augsburg and. Stuttgart, yeah. 37 to 27.
No, Augsburg has 25.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong column. Fuck. Sorry, apologies. I failed.
I'll let you off.
Failed utterly.
He's gonna hit himself afterwards. You know, like, God. He's Catholic.
He's getting the old birch twigs out.
He's gonna whip himself.
So, yeah, 32, Freiburg, 26, 25, 21, 17, 14. All right.
The important thing, I would like to know how bad we are in the Rückrunde.
That would be a good question.
We have it here. I have it here on Kicker. Okay. Kicker, okay. In the Hinrunde, we are in 8th place with 24 points. A goal difference of 26 to 27, which is a -1, 6 wins, 6 draws, and 5 losses.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we were worse. In the Rückrunde, we are in 12th place.
Oh, wow.
15 to 19.
It's not worse.
Yeah, because you have Hannover, Nürnberg, and Stuttgart down there. And then our friends from Gelsenkacken are also not doing very well. And Augsburg.
Well, that's some consolation, isn't it?
True.
Eintracht Frankfurt is second in the Rückrunde.
Wow. Hey, oh, yeah, they are in fourth overall.
I was thinking about if I get a season ticket next year, it's not if, it's when I get a season ticket next year. I think I'm going to cut it in half and only come.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And sell the other half to some mug. And they can suffer. And I'll just come back at the beginning of the next season. Yeah. Result.
You're going to earn your fandom. You're going to suffer like all of us.
I was more upset about the Bayern result than our result. Because at the stadium, was like, after 2 minutes, I was absolutely sure we're going to fuck it up. And question of Anna. We digress slightly. Yeah, yeah.
Which surely not.
Which is not like,
happens.
Exactly. Never happens. He's gonna get a new.
But we don't know who yet. I mean, they're probably doing a search already, but
there are two things
behind the scenes.
When some people say it should be somebody from inside, like Hartmann, who is the U19 coach.
Okay.
Right? And Ante Čović, the father of the player, Maurice Čović, who is in the U23 player coach.
In some ways, though, they clearly need a bit of a shake-up at the moment, don't they?
That's the question.
So, yeah, to have somebody coming in from the outside might be able to do that better than somebody from inside, is my view.
Yeah.
But that I had a pretty strange day. Was it yesterday or today? When he talked to the press and he said something that the press is trying to assassinate him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry, who said that again?
Dardai.
What's Dardai?
Hang on.
Well, I mean, was it immediately after the?
No, the day after.
The day after. Okay.
That's a worrying trend, really. Because remember, sort of Lurkai got really, really defensive, didn't he? Near the end of his tenure here.
Dardai basically said that we played well against Düsseldorf. It was an okay game. That's typical Hertha because they had 55%
possession.
Well, yeah. Possession was okay. They just didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't mean anything against a countering team like Düsseldorf. It means,
well, clearly we lost. Exactly.
But that I also said, I told the players, if your opinion is that me or my methods of practicing are blocking the development of Hertha, then go talk to the manager, in that case to Preetz, and tell him. And then he said, I'm nobody who says I have to stay manager here for all time. I really like to help as long as it's working. And then he said, if the project needs to be stopped, it has to be stopped. This is not about Pal Dardai, it's about Hertha BSC, which I think is great.
Because, that is pretty cool.
Because I can't picture many people saying that. And
true. Yeah, he would be ready to fall on his sword for the benefit of the team when he realizes that his message doesn't come across anymore.
The only interesting question for me would be, would he really go? He has a lifelong contract with Hertha BSC, and his spell at the pro team only gets extended every year. And they already extended it earlier. Yeah,
for winter season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's a problem. Because my father-in-law always said whenever a coach gets an extension without there being a need or because an unnecessary extension, then things go wrong. Löw, before the World Cup.
That's true.
André Schubert at... at Gladbach. Lots of examples of that.
Okay.
So Simon, who do you want to be our head coach next season?
I'd be quite happy with Dardo staying on personally.
Yeah, yeah. Unless Guardiola wants to live in Berlin. Okay, I could live with that.
I do think he probably needs some new blood to come in as an assistant. I think perhaps that might, like I said it before, sort of shake things up.
Yes.
I had the idea of him and the new guy coming in being co-coaches. You know, not with the assistant role, but both being... Or maybe some younger coach coming in and then Dade working with him. And then after a few years when he has learned everything he can, then he goes back.
Learn the ropes.
Yeah, I would, in the long run, I would like to see Dade being like the, not the coordinator, but one guy for the youth, because he has generated lots of money. I mean, he sold Brooks for 18 million and Weiser for about 12 million to Leverkusen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brooks was, we paid 250 or something because he was, it's the Ausbildungsentschädigung.
Okay.
He was with Hertha Zehlendorf before they cooperated with Hertha.
Okay.
And Weiser came for nothing or for 500,000 euros.
Nice. That's good business.
And we have lots of own youth players on the team now.
Mm.
Dade doesn't play much. Mittelstedt is actually the biggest surprise for me and the one of the most improved players of the whole season.
True. But
I think he didn't, well, most of them didn't have a good game against Leipzig.
Nobody had a good game.
Yeah.
That's probably, just leave it at that, I suppose.
Whoever did not watch the game, they had a good day. Everyone else, it was shit. Yeah. But like, I think overall, Hertha seems to be like personal wise, they seem to be in a good position. Like they have a young team with still some potential, and you know, or am I completely off track?
No, but we like balls.
I'm waiting for the connection now.
my dream transfer would be getting Kevin Prince Boateng back from Barcelona.
Holy shit. Okay.
Because he's mentioned before that he would like to end his career in Berlin.
Oh, really? He said that? Okay, I didn't know.
And I think when he went to Frankfurt, he could have as well gone to Hertha, but he doesn't fit the profile they're using. Because now they're looking for younger or still young players to develop in. But he could come in and he could just...
Be a mentor?
I don't care if he just comes in and he gets a red card in his first game and is out for five. I don't care. We need somebody to, you know, somebody who goes where the pain is. So, and an enforcer guy. What was the guy called who used to get all the red cards for Hertha? Simunic. A guy like that, you know? Some asshole.
Okay, so what you're saying is...
We're lacking...
We are too nice.
It's been said before over and over again. When Dada talked last season, he talked about...
I suppose Brooks was a big lad, wasn't he, in defence? But he wasn't exactly...
He wasn't nasty.
He wasn't a bruiser, was
he? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sometimes it is helpful to have somebody that just... Sort of flatten people, but, that you can't really mess with.
I'm really looking forward, not talk about transfers, I'm looking forward to Omar Rekik coming up, being called up at some point. He's the younger brother of Karim, and he's really good.
And he is with Hertha as well?
Yeah, he played in the U19.
Oh, okay. Nice.
He played in Barcelona when they got eliminated by Barcelona, which is not a shame, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no shame in that.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Less shame than losing to Düsseldorf.
But yeah, I mean, the more you talk about it, and I'm making a parallel to Arsenal again.
Why?
Because I watch them. It's easier for me to watch them back home than after I need to chase streams, and sometimes it doesn't work that well. But Arsenal are easier to find. But yeah, like Arsenal when they got Socrates, and Lichtsteiner. I mean, Lichtsteiner is...
They have Socrates now? Oh yes. My God, poor guys.
No, no, but like, they needed that. They needed some toughness on defense. They needed some shithousery, you know, from Lichtsteiner.
Shithousery?
Like, Lichtsteiner should...
Oh, that's the title right there.
Lichtsteiner should have been there a few years before, because now his legs are gone.
Isn't he Swiss?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Lichtsteiner, like from 2015, would have been perfect. But now he is he's past it.
Mm.
But so Socrates is 29 or 30 now. But he's had a really good season actually. Yeah.
Talk about Hertha. I mean, who are the old players we still have? We have, of course, we have Kalou.
Yes.
But we have nobody. Okay. We have
Ibisevic.
Yeah, but they're both.
On offense,
strikers,
yes,
or
yes.
Wingers, and
yes.
We only have Lustig, who's leaving, and he's probably not going to play. I think he's, if at all, he's going to come in at the 90th minute to be subbed in and get his ovation. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Schelbred, who doesn't play enough, but I liked him against Düsseldorf.
Yeah, he did okay actually most of the time.
I love the way he moves. He's such a sexy beast.
Is he that old?
Schelbred?
Yeah.
Is he an asshole?
No, is he that old? I'm sorry, I don't
know. He's 30-something.
31, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but that's all we have. I mean, anybody else?
And he's not supposed to leave after this season or anything, right?
The thing is, he's either going back home or he's going to sign one last contract to stay.
Okay.
Because I think the Scandinavian community or the Norwegian community is pretty good here. You know, did I show you I'm not sure if it's church, but there's some sort of parish.
Okay.
Where
it's over by us.
Yeah, so where you are, Atlantausstraße, there's a meeting place for Norwegians and was it Danish? No, Swedish.
Swedish.
Where?
In Wilmersdorf, the border of Schöneberg and Wilmersdorf, at Berliner Straße.
Okay.
They have the greatest Christmas market.
Little Christmas market there, and it's all sort of really
only on the 1st of Advent.
Nice.
Really good. It's really good if you like cheese
awesome.
And whatnot.
Okay.
And they have reindeer. What's reindeer called? Reindeer.
Yes.
Reindeer hot dogs.
Oh wow!
Yes, but it's only on the first weekend of
December.
Cultural Brauerei. They have Finnish stuff and things there, don't they? You can get reindeer burgers. And
Simon, stuff. When are you going to start the Kielbasa podcast? We're talking about.
Next time I nip along to Poland. I've got a Polish friend in England and he says I spend more time in Poland. I've been to more places in Poland than she has. But there you go.
I could eat some Bigos.
Bigos is lovely. It's one of my favorites.
You have to eat Bigos on the third day. That's what they always tell you, the third day, because it gets better with time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Bigos, right? It's basically cabbage and different kinds of meat.
It's yes, sauerkraut, and you put beef in it.
Okay.
Leftover bits of sort of smoked sausage.
Okay.
Dried mushrooms. Dried mushrooms are quite important to have in it.
How do you spell that? How do you
write B-I-G-O-S. And the S has some kind of thingy.
Okay.
Bigos.
Okay.
And then, if you really want to go for it, you need normal white toast and mayonnaise.
Okay.
Right. And then you need some fresh air.
Perhaps not.
And
you need a lot of fresh air.
I know lots of Polish people because I went to a Catholic school, and the mother of one of the guys, they were my neighbors for some time. And so every once in a while, they gave me this big Ziploc bag of Bigos, and I would just eat it. And then I sit on the balcony for 3 days, waiting for the air to clear.
It is a little bit like that. But hey.
Veronica
really likes some pierogi.
Well, yeah.
They're delicious.
Oh, if you like Polish food, they're at Rosenthaler Platz.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Polish eatery, and you can eat pelmeni and pierogi and all that stuff there.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right.
It's called tak tak, which means yes, yes.
It is.
Okay. All right, cool. You mentioned the Scandinavian gatherings before.
Yeah.
I'm jumping again back to the half marathon. I was stunned at the number of Danish flags.
I was going to say yes. If you hadn't said it, I would have said that.
Crazy.
Loads of Danish flags.
And you know, many
more than any other nationality.
Yes, by far.
There were some Danish guys at the stadium because I had to fix our banner because somebody did it wrong. And then I talked to the guys and I'm like, are you Swedish? No, we're Danish. And they all, you know how the Danish look, they always have...
What fixing the banner? Which... Oh, what?
The big one, yeah.
The big one.
Yeah, yeah, the guys. Yeah. Not you. You did perfect.
I would have been mortally offended. I mean, that was the best that banner's ever been hung. Sorry, Ines.
Anyway, and you know, Danish are always redheads. No, not redheads, but they're red in the face from drinking too much.
Okay.
They're just slurring the whole nation.
Oh, speaking of slurring, did you actually meet the Hatter Island?
No. Well, no, we were inside.
They never show up. They never show up.
I did meet them once.
No, but
even that was a double job finding.
They tweeted, "Hey, are you going to meet you?" And then
yes, because Wolfgang didn't he reply Wolfgang saying gave 2 o'clock got the wrong
yeah.
bell,
and they never showed up. Yeah, that's the Irish.
They were out of skin for it.
In German, if you say you're leaving without saying goodbye, it's called doing a Polish.
Oh, really?
So maybe that's doing the Irish not showing up at all.
And in French, the expression is filer en anglaise.
Ah,
yeah.
I had a professor at
take an English leave, like
I studied literally. Romance studies.
Okay.
Not romance, but you know, Romanian language.
Italian, Spanish, French,
Spanish. And we had one literature professor, and he had a talk on how names of diseases usually have the name of the neighboring country. For example,
okay,
yeah, there's something with it's called some Spanish disease,
Spanish flu, yes,
and the French call it the English something.
Okay,
it's really interesting.
Yeah. I have no idea why. Yeah, in English it's called Spanish flu, but why it was called Spanish?
Because you were fighting with the Armada
in French as well. Give up Espanol.
Yeah,
not in 1918 we weren't. Spanish flu was kicking around the place. But
yeah.
Anyway, interesting. We digress.
The question was, what was the question?
As we do.
Who's going to be the coach?
I
want to know.
I would be fine with that, honestly. Yep, but as you said, a little shake up with the assistants would be nice.
Yeah, we need to change. Do we need to?
But what do you think? I mean, you.
Some people say
you are screaming for an opinion, but you haven't given yours yet.
You're very stumm yourself.
Stumm. Oh, Simon has been studying. I'm telling you.
Awesome.
No. What?
Soon.
What did I say?
Soon he's going to start the podcast. Hello, my name is Simon. Ich bin der.
Yes.
Anyway, I
got by speaking to that Russian guy this morning. I survived.
And what did you talk about?
His son went to Bristol University, which is where my parents both went, and he's now working in. He's been working in London for 4 years or so. But he was very impressed by the fact that I was cleaning the little Stolpersteine.
Mm, yes. Some people claim that Dade, being a defensive player himself, is unable.
He's coming back as a player.
Is unable
to drop the defense. Awesome.
Is unable.
It would be an improvement.
It could hardly do worse.
No, I'm sorry. I'm
order.
Yes.
Unlock.
Who is that guy, by the way? Does he have a name?
Hmm?
Oh, the guy who always screams order in the house.
The speaker.
Yeah.
The speaker of the House of Commons.
What's his name?
Burko.
He's funny. Order. Sorry.
Sorry.
No,
there's a Twitter account that's called
Sweary
Burko, and it has a picture of him, and it at the top of it is all expletives about what the MP should be doing. It's quite funny.
I follow at Mature Trump.
Okay.
He retweets Trump and then pretends to be a mature Trump who knows politics and is not stupid white supremacist. And then he says something around, I'm looking forward to working with the EU.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's a nice, refreshing change.
Yes.
But,
and of course, my all time favorite is the tweet of God.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Next time, no assholes.
Yes.
Anyway, but some people claim that Dade, being a defensive player himself, is defensive minded and cannot coach offensively. What's your take, Simon? I don't think so.
No, yeah, I'm not sure if that's...
How do you spell shithousery?
But most immediate problems recently haven't been so much in a...
It has been defense, right?
In attack, but it's really been defense, actually, if anything.
But we should eventually be thinking about replacing both Kalou and Ibisevic because they are not getting any younger. But
we already have Zelke and Köpke.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. That's true. Would that be enough?
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
I want to see more of Klünter. Because I fell in love with Klünter.
I
played against Bayern.
You're always falling in love with people, though, Jan. You're such a hussy. It's unbelievable.
Shithousery. How do you spell hussy?
We're a watch with titles this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
I have fuck the Tories. It dies.
Fuck the Tories. Shit answering.
It dies right there. Flares and snuff movies and worst parade ever.
All right. Yeah, plenty of choices.
Normally we scratch around thinking, "Oh, what are we going to use?" Oh,
and then we always fall back on Fika and Kielbasa because it's always. No, but speaking of which, names. Brian Zelke, Cougar Dude 69, you should definitely change his handle because I always think of an older lady, whatever. And the 69, maybe it's his age, but
not gonna go there.
No, we're not gonna go there.
Have you heard about anything going on in North America?
Well,
and I can tell you because I am at the. I think I'm partly responsible for this. Because I was talking, of course, you mentioned before that Hertha will be traveling to the United States of America.
Yes.
For the second time in history.
Which city again?
Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was
Minneapolis and, Minneapolis. Something else. Minneapolis and LA or something like that.
Okay.
Or San Diego.
I'm sure it was somewhere else.
I know that they're going to the West Coast. Because, of course, the whole thing is just, I think, mostly due to the connection between Hertha and the Klinsmann family.
Well, that would make sense to be California somewhere, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Minneapolis on May 22nd.
And he is currently looking... I had the idea, wouldn't it be cool to have an official fan club in the States?
And LA is the other city as well.
Yeah, LA. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're playing some of the newer teams there. And they're going to be there for the opening of the stadium in Minneapolis. I don't even know what the team is called.
Minnesota United.
Oh, how creative they always are. Atlanta United. Atlanta. Champions. Yeah. MLS champions.
Real Salt Lake as well.
Oh, and then they have the Portland Timbers or something like that?
Yes.
And then you have Red Bull New York.
Yeah. And Montreal Impact, at least that's a quote-unquote North American impact.
Okay. I don't... Okay.
Yeah, impact.
We have cool here in Berlin, we have all teams like Empor 92.
Okay.
And what else is there? Sparta Lichtenberg. They have a great social media game. I follow them on Instagram.
Okay.
What's
the tennis?
Tennis ball? No.
Okay, we don't. Okay. Sorry.
Those who shall not be named.
Why? I honestly don't know. I'm not being an asshole. I don't know what's up.
They were always fighting for being number one in the city.
Oh, okay.
And I think TB once.
Yeah, way back in time.
Yeah, now they've been relegated and bounced.
They're right down, aren't they?
Okay, all right. Good enough.
die. Basically, right now they're having trouble with their president. And, like the States. And,
true.
No, they had a meeting, a members meeting, and he showed some Romanian, guys showed up and they were supposedly paid by him to become members and then vote in his favor.
Boy.
So they're currently not attending the games anymore. And there's a hashtag called Caravan of Love.
Okay.
And they're moving around. And other hashtag is Come On TB. That's TEBE.
Uh-huh.
And they're visiting other teams.
Wow. That doesn't seem really viable long term, right?
One of the weirdest members meetings ever in German football history.
But like,
division? Sixth division or something like
that.
Way down.
Below Kreisliga or something?
I wouldn't know, but they're way, way down.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
And it's good. Me living close to Blau-Weiß 90, that's also. Whoa. Whatever. The question we were talking about. Oh yeah. So my idea when we had a Stammtisch where Paul Keuter was. I think we mentioned it before on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea was, hey, we should have an OFC. And he was totally into that idea. And I said, okay, I'm going to think about it. And he said, I know lots of people there because he used to work for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the digital guy.
Okay.
In the management board.
Okay.
The one that the ultras not really warm up to.
Okay. The relationship is a little cool.
Is there any reason why? Or
yeah.
Okay.
You don't know.
I'm sorry.
Because they picked him as him being the sole reason for the digital stuff and the we try, we fail, we win, and changing the music before the game and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh yeah, okay. I can see why.
So he's their scapegoat.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Okay.
He cuts all the flag.
Anyway, and so I reached out to Brian and Joe from Cincinnati, and let's say Brian from Texas, because I'm not sure if he's in, I think he's in Houston, you might be right.
I think he's in Houston.
And he went and tweeted about it, and now you need 20 members to become an official fan club, and he has 24 right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I was number 19, I think.
Yeah, now we're thinking about the name, and the two names they presented me, I don't like them.
Okay.
One is Östkurve Outlaws, which sounds a bit like, I'm 13, I want to try to be hard.
Yes. Oh, my God, I got the double entendre. I'm 30 and I want to be hard.
Oh no! I didn't. No pun whatsoever intended. Right. You have dirty mind, sir.
It sounds like a club from Texas.
Titty Twister.
I didn't say that, but like the Outlaws. That sounds like like Midwest, or maybe like Las Vegas or Texas or something. You know, far west. You know.
Oh, you mean the strip joints, but they still keep their clothes on.
Not in Canada.
I wouldn't know. And the second one is Amerikurve. I'm looking for some more pizzazz. Speaking of which, I think I made a big mistake. Because I think we had this, we had this raffle last show.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I made a mistake.
I forget about most things, right?
Because I think I said I gave people an email address to write to, and I forgot to set up the email address.
Plunker.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but like about the other name, Amerikova, it's not bad, but the thing is...
We need more Hertha.
Yes, and Amerikova, it implies US only.
No, the Americas are too...
Yeah, in theory, but no one thinks that way, you know? If someone says something about America, they will automatically assume it's the US.
My best guess so far was make Hertha great again.
Jesus.
We're probably not going to age very well.
It would still be better than we try, we fail, we win.
Oh, God.
That was brutal. But no, that's a good question. I mean, we could do a open call about how...
he already did, but...
what should be the name?
Yeah.
And that's what you got?
No, I told him if we don't find anything, we should do a Twitter poll.
Okay.
But then people are always stupid, so...
But you're right, though. It needs more airtime in the name, I think.
Because my idea was... the question we asked last time was, which former Hertha player is in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame?
Ooh.
And his name would be cool because, I mean, our fan club is called Axel Krusium, which is a kick-ass name.
Yeah, right? That's a good name.
So maybe something like Granica Warriors? I don't know.
So is that the answer to that question?
The answer was Karl-Heinz Granica. That's right.
Oh, okay. I would not have...
And since we haven't received any...
Google might have helped me. But.
Okay.
I received two messages, so I'm going to send these guys some stickers.
Yeah.
And then next time I'm going to set up an email.
Do you want to hold up some of the stickers to the microphone so people can see?
Good job.
Very good.
Good.
Yes.
No. And the only other thing I want to say... Okay, so if you want to join that club, you can look up UH Cougar Dude 69 or tweet back at us and we will... refer you.
Yep.
I went to Hertha. I talked to Hertha, but they have a this manifest you have to sign.
Okay.
Gründungsmappe.
Okay.
And it's in German, so they're gonna give me a new version because the old one still has the old logo. No, with the with the circle. Yeah. It's Hertha, come on. What are you expecting? And they're gonna email me the new document. I'm gonna translate it and I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm sort of helping the whole thing hatch.
Okay. All right. I mean.
And then I already talked to Hertha.
I say respect.
And they really liked it. But the coolest thing would be if somebody would be able to attend the game, one of the games, you know?
Yes.
But so far, I only know people from Virginia, Texas, Cincinnati, which is Ohio, the mistake by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. No, that's
mistake by the lake is Cleveland, yes. Yeah.
Anyways. Anything else? So Stark might be leaving. Apart from that, I don't have any. Lustenberger's leaving, which was...
We've known that for a long time. Yes. He was on the way, so...
Norma Lustihammer.
Would you say that Stark leaving is more 50-50, or it's almost certain, or...
I don't think he's going to leave. But my wife said something very clever, of course. She said that he is very down-to-earth, and he's this he's a very family-oriented guy from... And he's not very flashy, you know? He's just total...
Mm. Okay.
Bodenständig, you would say in German. You know?
Like grounded?
Very grounded, yeah. Okay. Very much grounded. So I think it would be better for him to wait another year because where could he go? I mean, the only clubs you can go to is Dortmund, who don't need anybody at the moment. Bayern, where he's not probably going to fail, like so many people before him. Mm. I want to see him in England, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Would he be interested in playing abroad?
Yeah, but I think he needs another year. And then we can sell him for a bajillion. And then I'm fine with that. And I also, I don't believe in selling people to your direct opponents.
Unless they overpay something crazy, but that wouldn't be the case here. That wouldn't happen.
But it would be three figures then for me to overpay.
All right.
We'll see. Yeah, Stark is good, but he couldn't mature some more. Especially when Kevin Prince Boateng comes in there and tells him how to kick ass and don't take names.
Saves the day.
Speaking of which,
how old is Stark? I'm gonna
23.
Let me look it up.
He's be older than 21.
He was in the U21 that won the European Championship.
23. He will turn 24 next week.
Next week,
April 14th.
So
yes,
don't spoil. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, and if he leaves, then we'll probably get a lot of money.
Hopefully.
Which I don't mind.
Money's good.
Money's useful, to be fair.
I like money.
Yeah.
But money's good. Money is not everything, but it sure helps sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of names, how do people find you on the interwebs? What's your blog again?
Oh, I haven't updated it in a while, but...
That was not my question.
I haven't done mine either. It would be a real slack.
It's
Europatrick, right?
Yes, europatrickinoneword.com. Not europatrickinoneword.com, but europatrick.com.
Ingenious. Europatrick.com, now in French and English.
Yes, it used to be only in French. So if you want to practice your French... Knock yourself out.
Why? Why?
Why would you want to do that? And I'm on Twitter at pdupuis, P-D-U-P-U-I-S. That's it, on Twitter.
And you are?
I'm Simon.
Nice to meet you.
And Simon on Twitter?
That's econet1892.
And this was only because the African company...
Yeah, African Wireless.
Econet Wireless. So yes. I got fed up with getting messages, people complaining about their phone not working. So I changed the name of it.
But may I ask, why pick Econet originally?
At the time, because I was started Twitter in its very, very early days when you either did it on a computer or we did it with a text message.
Okay.
And Econet is an old... network filing system that used to be used on Acorn computers.
Okay.
And it was because of that, because I used to work in that kind of caper at the time.
Oh, nice.
So it's an IT word.
Old school.
Yes, indeed. So that's where that came from.
Oh, right.
And I changed my Twitter handle.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Because that was, it used to be my old name, J. Kroeger, K-R-O-E-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And then after changing my name, I changed it to Jan Murai, because my whole name does not fit in there anymore. Jan Müller-Reichenweiner. And then I got rid of the underscores, and then it still sounds shitty. And then I was thinking about something else, and now I change it to Real Katsu Arms. Because Katsu Arms was the name of the apartment I used to live in Atlanta.
Okay. Katsu?
Katsu. The plant?
The Christmas tree?
No, the plant. Katsu.
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. Because I thought you said Katsu, right? Which means...
Katsu, no.
Yes, something in Italian, no, yes.
Did you watch
Fight Club? Arms. Okay.
Have you seen Fight Club?
Yes.
In Fight Club, he says he has this vision of what life's going to be like when Project Mayhem has been completed. He says,
"Yes,
Warren, like Katsu Arms."
Oh, I don't remember that part.
If you're ever in Georgia, everything is overgrown by Katsu. Katsu grows over the trees.
Okay, like vines.
Yeah, it's a vine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And Katsu Arms was the glorious name for my shitty apartment.
Okay.
And then I figured, hey, I'm like Trump, I need to put the real in there. So I'm Real Katsu Arms
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Bam!
Nice. But, I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but you mentioned something about changing your name?
Yes.
What happened?
I took my wife's name, and my wife was not happy with being called Esther Kröger, and then her name is Müller-Reichenweiner, which is a double name.
Yes.
Hyphenated. Because Müller is a very, 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 yes, like Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And back before we had the interwebs and all this computer thingies, the Bürgeramt, the Bezirksamt said, oh, could you please somehow help us? And because his name was Andreas Müller, which is even easier.
Sure.
And then even more common. And then they put the names together because he was Müller and her mother was Reichenweiner, so now we're Müller Reichenweiner. And when we met, she said, if you marry me, you're one of 7 people with that name. And now there's 11 and we're going to be 12 soon.
All right.
Ooh.
Lots of marrying and procreating going on there.
It happens.
It happens.
That's a very an exclusive club. 12 people with that name.
Okay. Oh, let's, before we stop.
Yes.
Where's Hertha going to end up? Wasteland or Wasteland?
My guess is Wasteland.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think we're going to be 9th.
Mm.
I want some wins. Something. Yeah, something maybe, good. Give me something.
It would be quite nice if we could beat Hannah shortly.
So,
Hannah,
what's... Let's hang it. I just want to check the remaining games. Unless you have them nearby.
We're going to play at Hoffenheim. We're going to play home against Hannover.
Yep. Then Frankfurt.
And then Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Augsburg.
And Leverkusen at home. That's the last one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And the last match day, if anybody's thinking about coming over, is going to be a very special match day. It's going to be the last...
I'll be there.
The farewell for Lustenberger.
Yes.
We're going to lose 2-6, as usual. And Hertha has... It's going to be a diversity... match day.
Okay.
It's usually a march, isn't yes. there, as well?
I'm not sure about that. I haven't heard anything from it, but I could ask. But...
Okay.
Yeah, it's been the last 2 years, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
I'd be disappointed if that wasn't. But, hey.
Simon,
that's the second name of the team. FC Disappointment.
It should be, yeah.
Simon needs his flair fix.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a rowdy guy.
It's either that or
it's quite funny because we went. Was it last year that we went with you?
Yeah,
and you were sort of nervously around the edges. And
no, I was hot,
and you was hot. But Innes and I want to be right in the middle of it all. She's lovely, lady. I love Innes. But
she's about four feet.
Yeah, she's quite small, but okay. She wants to be right in the thick of it. Good on you.
Five, so. 5'6" or something like that.
Okay,
but she's dangerous. Don't mess with the
Innes. Tangle with a little woman. No.
Sound There's advice. Nothing that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Mm, yes, exactly.
Was that Shakespeare?
Yeah. From which work?
Maybe
I don't know though. But
that's seriously, possible. We have to end now because it's not going to get any better than this. No. I just mentioned, I quoted something correctly.
Wow.
Yep, Shakespeare.
We will be back after the Sugar game, right? In a fortnight.
In a fortnight. Mm-hmm.
It's Hannover.
How is the next one?
Oh, did we have to beat them?
That's a winnable game.
If we don't get points,
Fortuna's a winnable game.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Like, it's not a guarantee, but like, it's you gotta look on the bright side. You know?
Oh, we have a public announcement. Fight, if you're listening, please show up.
Yes. Yes, that was quite amusing, that too.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you.
We'll probably have you back.
I hope so.
Because we don't know many cool people, so we just have to
do
with what we have, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that took a turn.
Not everybody's up for it, are they?
I'm very charming.
My God. Yeah, but actually, I'll be here until May 24th. So if you want to do like a post-mortem of the season, I would be available.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, you're assuming we're going to die.
Yes. All of us in a collective suicide after the game. Yes,
possibly.
Live on air.
Mass suicide in Berlin.
Exactly.
There's another German podcast called Exil Hertana.
Yes.
And I talked to him on the phone. He's really nice. Riemchen, hello. But he said he can't listen to the podcast because his English is not good enough.
Oh.
Anyway, he said that he's going to come over for Hertha's birthday and they're planning a big barbecue on the Hertha birthday.
What's the date? Their date? Their
25th of July.
Okay.
Somebody just...
We might
have you back. We have to think about that.
Okay.
Okay, well, Patrick.
I won't be here for July 20th.
Are you going to watch all the games?
I'm going to try.
Are you mad?
Maybe.
We should really talk about this Hinrunden Dauerkarte. I would definitely take the season ticket for just the first time.
Find some sucker and
dump
it on.
Seriously, Hertha were selling, they were promoting Rückrunden Dauerkarten.
Yes,
season tickets for the, for the second
half of the season. You could buy one for just the second half of the season.
For half the money or something, right?
Yeah.
And does it come with like
a quarter of the money? They might have got some.
With like a bottle of booze? Because you're going to need it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, with a free bottle of meths.
Yes.
Or gin.
Yes.
Something stronger.
Or like a bottle of whiskey, a shotgun, and a rental, one day rental to a basement.
That sounds like a Texas wedding to me. Have you ever heard of the Four Horsemen drink?
No, I have not.
Cliffhanger, I'll tell you next time.
Okay, awesome.
Too cruel. Too
Thank
cruel.
You.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.